I think it can be fairly called a scientific breakthrough. For the first time, scientists have pieced together the entire DNA sequence of an 18-week-old fetus without having to use any invasive tests that could result in a miscarriage. It's an advance that really offers a glimpse of the future of prenatal testing because it allows thousands of genetic diseases to be detected prenatally. But obviously, there's some ethical considerations as well. It could increase abortions for reasons that have very little to do with medical issues, the health of the mother or the child, and more to do with parental preferences for traits in their kids. Joining us now, Andrew Pollack, who covers biotechnology for our partner, The New York Times. Andrew, in language that I can understand, could you explain exactly what they've discovered, what they've accomplished here?
Well, yes. Nice to be here, Celeste. Thanks very much. I think you described it quite well. They used a sample of blood from a woman who is 18 weeks pregnant and a DNA sample from the father. And by analyzing that using high-powered DNA sequencing, they managed to figure out basically the entire DNA blueprint of the unborn child.
So what exactly does that DNA blueprint tell them? Does it only tell them things like a propensity towards, cancer? Does it tell them anything about developmental disorders, learning disabilities?
Well, the main usefulness, or what they were intending to find, are whether the unborn child was carrying mutations that would give it certain genetic diseases, such as cystic fibrosis, Tay-Sachs, Marfan syndrome, beta thalassemia. There's 3,000 or more of these individually rare genetic diseases, but collectively they affect about 1% of children. So the idea would be you could perhaps screen your unborn child to see if he or she had any of these 3,000-plus diseases.
Well, that's Andrew Pollack speaking with us, reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Also with us is Dr. Jonathan Moreno, professor of medical ethics at the University of Pennsylvania. And doctor, explain the ethical issue here. I mean, it seems clear. Obviously, you may not want to know everything about your kid, but testing to find out about diseases that could be life-threatening, that's important, right?
Of course, it's very important, and good to be here with you and Celeste and Mr. Pollack as well. It's very important. Obviously, what people will start to worry about here is some kind of new form of eugenics. It's important to note that we do believe that people have the right to make decisions about their reproduction to a very great extent in this society. It's not the state or government that is doing it right now with the screening technologies that we already have. It's individuals. So there's some interesting similarities to experiences that the society and our society and others have had in the 21st and 20th century, and there are some big disconnects as well. I don't see how we're going to get off this path, though, toward parental choice about what embryos they decide they want to go ahead and bring into the world. Because the technology is driving this thing so much.
Well, Andrew Pollack, let me go back to you then. How expensive a process is this? I mean, is this the kind of thing that within the next 5 years they will be doing routinely?
Well, this particular paper was, a first-time deal. And, the researchers estimated that trying to do that now would cost $20,000 to $50,000. But the cost of DNA sequencing is dropping very, very rapidly, so it could become feasible. The researchers think in 3 to 5 years. Others I talked to seem to think it would be more like 5 to 10 years, but still not the distant future.
It's not a huge amount of time.
I think the question is, though, whether people will want to do this. I mean, do they want to know every single thing possible about their baby's genetic makeup? You probably want to know that mainly if you're looking to terminate a pregnancy, although there could be other reasons as well.
I want to ask Dr. Moreno about those other reasons. Todd Zwillick here. You said that you don't think there's a way off of this path towards ultimate parental choice based on genomic information. But it's really two separate issues, what Andrew Pollack is talking about, screening unborn children for rare genetic diseases, Marfan's, Ehlers-Danlos, deadly things like that, yeah, versus selecting for positive traits, blue eyes, tallness, blonde hair. Are we on the path to the selection of positive traits? Because at a certain point, there are two lanes on the same highway, but very different.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we are on that path, so probably quite a bit further away, and it's going to be a matter of sort of playing the odds for most of those other traits. And then, of course, the question is, what about behaviors? You know, somebody who's got a good sense of humor, I don't know if we're going to get there. There are people who are very concerned that once you start doing the DNA sequencing better and we have faster computers and we have better correlations and a lot more data, we're not going to be in a position where, as Andrew Pollack just said, you know, many people will say, oh, my God, this is just too much information. I'm just not going to pay attention to it. But there will be some who will want all the information, and they may get more confused, but they will use it in some way.
Well,
don't see a way off of this.
Andrew Pollack, is this regulated? I mean, I realize that government regulations often lag far behind scientific discoveries, but is this particular procedure in any way, shape, or form covered by medical regulation?
If it's going to be used for genetic diseases detection, arguably the FDA could get involved with it, although to date the FDA has not really regulated tests that are offered, say, by one single laboratory. That, because of the regulatory scheme, that tends to not be regulated by the FDA.
Yeah. Andrew Pollack is a reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Dr. Jonathan Moreno is professor of medical ethics at the University of Pennsylvania, both talking about a scientific breakthrough in which scientists have taken information from both a father and a mother and pieced together the entire DNA sequence of an 18-week-old fetus. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Our question for you is exactly the question that both Andrew and Jonathan had, which is, how much would you want to know about your unborn child? If you had the opportunity to have a test like this done, would you want to know your unborn kid's DNA sequence and what they may mean for their future? Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.